Welcome back to the Press Box, and another warm, muggy summer day, and racing is on the menu for me and my great friend and host, Dave Baker. Dave, welcome back to the show, our racing preview show.
Janer, great to be with you again. And before we get started, we'd like to tell everybody that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinFires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, so Gene, a couple of good ones this weekend. Let's go ahead. Do you want to start at Saratoga or at Ellis Park? Your choice.
Let's start up at Saratoga and work our way south.
There you go. So the Grade 1 Diana at Saratoga on Saturday, Chad Brown is ready to go with a pair of starters.
You know, always when you look at turf racing at Saratoga and really turf racing in North America, you kind of start and sometimes you finish with Chad Brown. He's really the kind of become the go-to guy in these types of Grade 1 and graded stakes over the sod, and no doubt he comes in with a loaded hand in the Grade 1 Diana. I mean, Buzzy, you know, when you think of owning the division of turf racing in this country, he has won the Grade 1 Diana six times with horses like Destita and Lady Eli and Sister Charlie and Russian Fall. These are champion horses. And, you know, whether or not he's got a champion in this one, we'll soon find out. But he certainly has the right to think he's got a really good hand coming in.
83rd renewal, Grade 1, $500,000. And a Chad with a couple of starters, as we mentioned, La Mista and Pocket Square.
You know, La Mista is really kind of coming into her own. She's going to be stepping up into Grade 1 status. But, you know, she made her North American debut in the Malina 16th Grade 3 Bogey on May the 8th at Belmont. She was a fast closing second to Diana rival Harvey's Little Goyle. And this one certainly has a right to improve in her second start in this country. She's an Irish bred, and those Irish breds do very well. She's trained down at the Belmont Inner Turf Course. She's got posted eight works dating back to May the 22nd. She looks like she's going to be and is a top-class filly, and she's going to take a lot of beating in the Grade 1 Diana on Saturday at Saratoga.
Okay, so you talked about that as well. The other filly that we talked about in this Pocket Square coming off an allowance win on April 7th at Keeneland.
Yeah, impressive win. I saw that horse win that day. Very, very impressive. This is another horse that is European and, has a lot of European experience. A Group 3 winner at Deauville in October of 2019. For the former trainer, Roger Charlton. But, you know, this horse has got a lot of talent, too. Chad Brown, who was an assistant for the great Bobby Frankel,
mm-hmm.
Gets a lot of horses from Europe. Hall of Fame jockey John Velasquez looks to extend his win record to seven, piloting Pocket Square from the two posts, while Irad Ortiz Jr. will guide La Mista. These will take a lot of beating to beat either one of these two. They're going to get played very well. I'm going to go against them, though, Buzzy.
Okay.
And, go with one of my kind of horses that I have that I just truly love, and I'm going to leave that to your imagination and guesswork.
Wow.
Who do you think I'm going to go with?
I have no idea. I would be clueless.
I'm going to go with Harvey's Little Goyle.
There you go.
You know, she really didn't turn it on in the Grade 2 New York over a yielding Belmont turf on June 4th, but the key word is yielding. I think there has been some rain up at Saratoga, always is, but there was a very soft ground in the New York. I think they compromised Harvey's or Boyle in that race. I've seen this filly run. She is tremendous. She ran great at Keeneland last fall. She was tough in the Breeders' Cup. I just think she's cutting back in distance for this race as well. I love the way this horse is coming into the race. I think you can toss the New York over that soft ground. And Harvey's Little Goyle is going to get my top check mark.
I like it. Let's come back to the Commonwealth now, Gene, at Ellis Park today. $75,000 Good Lord Stakes at the Run Happy Meet at Ellis Park, and Bango returning to the track.
Yeah, you know, Buzzy, this is a very nice horse, and trained by Greg Foley. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the interview I did with Greg a couple of weeks ago, when he was training on Obisos. And Obisos,
right.
You know, having ran in the Derby, was getting his last work before the Indiana Derby. He kind of just didn't come back out of that work 100%. And Greg Foley is giving Obisos some time off. But, you know, he's got some really nice horses in his barn. He's been red hot at the end of the Churchill meet, coming into the Ellis Park meet. Bango is a winner of the Kelly's Landing Stakes at Churchill. This race just perfectly fits Bango's credentials. He won the Kelly's Landing at 7 furlongs. I think that stretches his kind of sprint distance out to the outer reaches. But he's cutting back to 6.5 here. I just think he's doing super well right now. Greg Foley's red hot. And this horse, I mean, just loves the 6.5 furlong distance.
Okay, this will be Bango's first start at Ellis since he finished 4th 2 years ago. But the question is, my friend, how do you play it?
Well, I'm going to bet Bango to win in place, and then I'm going to keen over a couple of horses. One, he's going to, Sir Alfred James was 3rd in the Aristides at Churchill Downs. He's drawn post 4 for the Good Lord. I think he could be a nice play. There's a horse in here, the 7-year-old Mojito Rojo. Is 20 for 37 lifetime, comes in from Louisiana Downs. This horse is going to, I think, kind of get lost in the shuffle a little bit. I'm going to use Mojito Rojo and Sir Alfred James underneath, but I'm going to go really with a win and place bet strong on Bango, and then hope that maybe I can catch one of these long shots underneath.
All right, and so for all of Gene's picks, Saratoga, Ellis Park, you can find them all at thepressboxlts.com and find out more great information about the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Everybody's talking about it. You ought to go by and experience it as well. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BristNet.com, by Arlington Park, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping that you and yours have a fantastic weekend. Stay cool, stay hydrated, and as always, may the horse be with you.
May the horse be with you as well, my good friend. And let me ask you this.
Yes.
How is Thunder Snow doing these days?
Let's see. I will check right now. Thunder Snow horse. I'm not going to speculate out loud, but Thunder Snow is retired.
Yes, he
and
is.
Hopefully enjoying retired. I do not have a recent update.
Yes, he is at stud duty now. So you will have to turn the page.
Where is it? Where is he standing?
Well, you know, parts unknown. I think
parts unknown.
You know, you are a connoisseur of the great wrestling.
Yes.
You know, parlance, and you know, we always did have some wrestlers with that were from parts unknown.
No question. We will find that answer out for you and see if I can get an update for next week. But you have a great one, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. I always love it. I always appreciate you. Look forward to having some great racing at Saratoga, Del Mar, and don't forget the old pea patch. Great racing down at the pea patch, and we'll be covering it all for you right here at the Press Box.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend. Love you, pal.
See you, man. Take care.